Good morning, Tony.
Good morning, oh great one. Hey, everybody. David, it is nice to still be around and to be back on the radio again this week.
Nice to see you.
As we finish our last program of the summer and get ready for fall next weekend.
That is hard to imagine. Labor Day weekend.
Yeah, really. Where'd the summer go? I didn't see you at the ballpark, but you told me you were
I did make it to a game this year and saw a great game.
Well, good for you. Did a tourist win?
They did.
Well, that was important, too. Unfortunately, tourists not having that good a season this year. But anyway, some fun things that you can do this weekend. You got big Labor Day plans?
I'm waiting to hear from you.
Well, how do you feel about apples?
I love apples.
Well, then you might want to get over to the North Carolina Apple Festival. Starts today, runs through Monday in downtown Hendersonville. Lots of fun on the street, live music, arts and crafts. Of course, lots of apples, a big parade on Monday. Leave your pets at home, but come on over to the North Carolina Apple Festival. If you're a folk music fan, a couple of things you can do this weekend. The Smoky Mountain Folk Festival tonight and Saturday night at Stewart Auditorium at Lake Junaluska in Haywood County. Good morning, Lake Junaluska. We salute you. And a lot of big folk acts playing out there, and it's always a lot of fun. Shindig on the Green is also a lot of fun. It's the last weekend for Shindig on the Green, about 7 o'clock on Saturday at Pack Square Park, downtown Asheville. You know the routine, free mountain music and dance and song from local performers. So those are, oh yeah, can't forget the big Canton Labor Day Festival goes on today through Monday, and they have a big parade on Monday as well. So those are a couple of the things that you can do. We were talking about the tourist a minute ago. This is the last weekend to catch Asheville Tourist Baseball. This season is going to be over with, but there are games today and Saturday, Sunday, and Monday. And the game tonight, and the games, there's actually a rare Sunday night game. They almost always play all of their Sunday games in the afternoon, but the Sunday game will be at night. Fireworks follow the games tonight and Sunday, and then there's a Monday afternoon matinee to conclude the season. So you can get on up to historic McCormick Field and enjoy some baseball from our own Asheville tourists.
I like the idea of a Sunday night game.
Well, that'll be nice. I mean, we sleep in the morning on Monday anyway, so, you know, you don't have to worry so much about being out later on a Sunday night. A couple of things happening up at the Biltmore Estate this weekend. The Beach Boys are back tonight, 8 p.m., Mike Love and Company. Now, this is not the full Beach Boys reunion that we saw last year. This is Mike Love's version of the Beach Boys that he toured with for quite a long time, Mike Love and Bruce Johnston, both with the band for many, many years.
Speaking of which, you know, Brian Wilson is touring with Jeff Beck.
That's right. That's going to be an interesting show, too. But that's not at the Biltmore House. The Beach Boys is tonight. And then on Saturday night, comedian Bill Engvall from the Blue Collar Comedy Tour, he's playing it Saturday night. Both these shows on the South Terrace Lawn at the Biltmore Estate. And that's a great place to go see some live music, isn't it?
It's fantastic.
How do you feel about Peggy Lee?
Peggy Lee, actually, I will admit to being a fan of Peggy Lee.
You know what? We never had Rosemary Clooney on the show either, did we?
No, we missed an opportunity.
Well, Peggy and Rosemary are back, sort of, in a great concert that's happening tonight out at White Horse Black Mountain in Black Mountain. Singer Wendy Jones and New York-based entertainer Rachel Murray performing the music of Peggy Lee and Rosemary Clooney. And that starts at 8 o'clock tonight. That ought to be a lot of fun. Those were just great singers. In those days, there were some wonderful vocalists. And Peggy Lee and Rosemary Clooney were among the best in that bunch. And that brings us up to theater. And I want to see a play, Death Trap, the classic comedy thriller about a 1970s playwright who has run out of ideas and is cooking up a devious scheme to make some fast money. You can see that at the Flat Rock Playhouse main stage. Runs through September 15th. Very good production there. Other shows on stage this weekend. Dearly Departed comedy out at Haywood Arts Regional Theater in Waynesville. Free performances of Hamlet by the Montfort Park Players tonight, Saturday and Sunday at 7:30 at Hazel Robinson Amphitheater here in Asheville. And A Few Good Men up at the Parkway Playhouse in Burnsville. So some good stuff there. Have you been over to the Montfort Park Players? Have you seen anything that they've done over there?
Not in a long time.
Well, that's a great place to go and spend the weekend.
Is it true you can't handle the truth?
You know what? I don't think I can handle the truth. David.
Okay.
And that brings us around to the movies. And it's kind of a slow weekend for movies. Have you seen the film?
Well, I've been touting 20 feet from stardom for weeks. If you haven't seen that film, you have to go see it.
You know what? I saw 6 or 7 movies while I was on vacation. I went out to see a lot of movies while I was out. Way, way back, if you haven't seen that movie, that's one well worth your time. Blue Jasmine, the new Woody Allen picture.
I'd like to see
superb
that.
Film. I saw a kind of a fun thriller called You're Next. Kick-Ass 2, not very good. White House Down, kind of like Die Hard in the White House.
Boy, you've been busy.
I did see a lot of movies, but there are a few new ones up on the stage, the screen this weekend. Crystal Fairy might be the best of the bunch. And then something called I Declare War, about 12-year-old kids playing war games, and it turns deadly. And finally, One Direction, 3D documentary about the band One Direction.
Have a safe Labor Day weekend holiday, Tony. Thank you very much.
So long, everybody. See you all next Friday.